Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Joy Doctor. I'm Mr. Motivator, and my co-host, who's here with me, joining me tonight, is none other than Lois Fuller. And we're here to cover the identity crisis finale, Grown Children. The Joy Doctor is a way, working tonight on another show, and he couldn't be here, but we're happy to fill in for the Joy Doctor. Hello, Lois, how are you this evening?
Well, I am just absolutely marvelous, and I know a lot of you may be under the impression that you've tuned into the wrong show just because you hear my gorgeous voice and you don't hear that of the dynamic Joy Doctor. But we're going to try to do him justice here tonight and just put his thoughts into our mouths and talk, you know, about things that he want to talk about. And tonight he's talking about the finale for the identity crisis.
Yes.
And he's talking about grown children.
Yes.
Mr. Motivator, we are all, we all experience grown children, don't we?
Yes, we experience grown children because adults are basically grown children.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important that we work with our youth and we try to help them get off to the right track, because if we don't, they're going to become an adult one day, and that adult will still be on the wrong track.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Joy Doctor wanted to talk about young adults and adults that had childhoods that caused them to be broken, wounded,
yes,
disappointed, bitter, filled with resentment, and determined retaliation. Those are some of the reasons why they're having identity crisis, because I don't know, I didn't know that he was going to ask us to do this show, but I have been,
I was surprised.
Yes, I was absolutely being I guess you could say ministered to or ministering, because we deal with a lot of young people. And we were just discussing the fact that a lot of our adults, young adults, don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to interact with people. All of them have an attitude. And I know...
it's sad, isn't
it? It really is. And Mr. Motivator, I know your book talks about success is an attitude. Well, the young adults that we deal with basically on a daily basis don't have I don't know if they have a desire for success, mm-hmm, because their attitudes stink.
Yes.
So this is something that I think your book covered, how success is an attitude, and your altitude depends on your ability to be successful and your attitude about things. So these are things that we, you know, I'm really, glad we're going to be able to discuss for him. I know, however, he does it with a lot more humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how humorous we can make it on his behalf, but we hope he's going to be pleased with his show.
Yes, the Joy Doctor is he's just a beautiful individual, and I love his style of humor. He has a unique way of bringing the point across, and he's just great with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at identity crisis, there are a lot of adults who have identity crisis. They don't seem to know who they are. They have low self-esteem, and they do things, a lot of them, to get themselves in trouble or irritate others, and they think that it's being cute, and it's because somewhere along the line, these children missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, when you find young adults who's having an identity crisis, it's the number one thing is they don't know who they are. They don't know their worth. So the things that they put others through, they're trying to be empowered in themselves.
Yes.
And they really don't know how to do that. So that just goes to show you that nobody steals their identity. They just don't know who they are. Their identity, well, I guess you could say it was stolen, but it was stolen at a very young age.
Yes.
You know, I was talking to some adults. I had an opportunity to go out in West Texas this past week, and I was talking to some adults about the responsibility of adults to make young people be able to grasp who they are. Do you know that's the fault of the adults, the people that go before them, the people in leadership positions, the people that's up there to actually be role models? Everybody's looking for a role model, and they don't realize they had the ultimate role model, but we don't teach that because somewhere our leaders have an identity crisis.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know how to diminish. They want to be so up there, they take God's position. I believe Jesus Christ was the ultimate role model. But we don't want to teach that to our people. We want them to look up to us, look up to me. I'm the one, you know, I'm the one that did this, and I'm the one to do that. And this is why our young people, they have a crisis. And there's a word, that crisis means something. You know, just take the definition of crisis, period. That means something not so good.
Yes, crisis, there is a need to be accepted. There is a need to be wanted, to have purpose. And when people don't understand or believe that they have a purpose in life, of course, their life has no value. I think you and I were talking about a group of kids earlier that we saw these kids, I think, what was it, 7 or 8 of them, throwing rocks off of the bridge, and they hit some people's cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the police came out and picked up every last one of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
First thing they wanted to do was, well, I didn't do it. Each one of them said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their parents in.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother was like, didn't I tell you to come in? Didn't I tell you to stay here, not to go out with those kids?
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of kids who just happened to be with the wrong influence.
Mm-hmm.
But I respect each one of the mothers, because the mother said, because you didn't listen, I'm going to let the policeman take you on downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be or could be a turning point,
mm-hmm,
for some of those kids, because their parents let them understand, hey, there are consequences for your actions.
Of course.
But, of course, had this not happened, guess what? They could have gotten away with it and then did something else. And then
they would have been a little older.
Yeah.
And then would have inadvertently hurt someone.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody would have shot them. And then we would be on TV crying.
Yes.
Oh, they didn't have to shoot little Ray Ray.
Yeah.
When, you know, we're actually responsible for helping to develop the identity of these people.
Yes.
Of young people.
Yes.
You know, a lot of things contribute to identity crisis.
Yes.
One is we bring our children up to not be grateful for what we have. We always want more.
Yeah.
Our children cannot wear just a pair of tennis shoes now. They have to be name brand, expensive tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And if I don't have that, I'm nothing.
Yeah.
So if you undress a kid and stand him over in the corner, he's in essence nothing in his mind.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have on his clothes is what makes him.
Oh yes.
And we've allowed them to think that what I have
them.
On. Mm-hmm.
And they don't. Some of them don't want to take the trash out. They don't want to be responsible for cutting the grass or helping to take care of the dishes. And but they want all of these things.
But they want the parents to pay my cell phone bill, buy me new pants that I don't ever want a belt for.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing.
And they talk back to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just very disrespectful.
Very disrespectful. You know, I'm a way adult. I have adult children. But my mom, when she was alive, I had, you know, big kids. But I would never talk to my mother the way some people talk to their parents. And it's all because they don't know who they are.
Yes.
You know, they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are when they go to school. This is how why their performance in school is a certain way. This is why they bullies don't know who they are. Anything that draws negative attention to you, that's because you don't know who you are.
Yes, and you know, I like the way you took your granddaughter with you when you went on your vacation
mm-hmm.
out to West Texas, and I like the fact that you were trying to work with her, helping her to understand her identity, to see her relatives. This is where you came from. This
mm-hmm.
is what you're about. I think sometimes parents forget that the kids have a need to want to know themselves, to know about their background. Is there anything great that happened in my family? Was there a fireman? Was there a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an architect? The kids want something that they can believe that exists in their family so that they can have a sense of importance. And
mm-hmm.
some parents don't take the time out to say, hey, I'm going to take my granddaughter or my grandson with me on a vacation. Let them meet their other relatives and tell them, hey, you know, you're special. One day you're going to do some great things. Kids need that. And when they don't get that out of a kid, guess what? When they become an adult, they're suffering this identity crisis. They're going to
and
the
they're
wrong
searching.
People.
They're searching for who they are and not knowing that they represent greatness.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity. I'm from a very small town.
Okay.
I was born and graduated high school there.
Yes.
Population about 506.
Okay.
At the time. Of
yes.
course, we've grown now to like 900.
Wow.
But when we have a family reunion,
mm-hmm.
we go back to that place because that's where our roots are.
Yes.
Well, there's another family who was born and raised there, but later years moved to another city here in Texas.
Yes.
So the family is divided.
Mm-hmm.
One part of the family wants to have a family reunion down home where I'm from, where they're from, and the other half wants to have a reunion where they transplanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an opportunity to talk to one of the young men, and I said, "Are y'all, why you don't have the go to the reunion down in the country? There's nothing down there for us." I said, "What do you mean there's nothing?"
Wow.
And he said, "We don't know anything about that." I said, "That's why it's called a family reunion."
Thank you.
And I said, he says, "My mother doesn't go." I said, "Well, your mother should." I said, "Because I grew up as a little girl knowing your grandfather and your grandmother. And that's where they were from." I said, "I can take you right to where their property is."
Yes.
And he said, I said, those are your roots. That's your history. Ah, that history has evaporated. I said, "Do you know how foolish you sound?" I said, "Because if your history has evaporated, why do we have history books? That means that everything that happened back from slavery and before that, there's nothing else that we can put on those pages if history disappears."
Yes.
And I said, "I feel so sorry for you that you don't know who you are, and from the way you're talking, you don't want to know who you are."
Yes.
I said, "How successful can you build in your future if you don't know where you came from?"
I agree with you 100%. I tell you, I was saddened just to hear that, because I think I can recall being a young boy going to our family reunion for the first time, and I think it was life changing for me because I got the opportunity to meet relatives that I didn't know existed in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So we had family members from other different parts of the world, other cultures,
mm-hmm.
and other cities, and it was amazing. I'm like, grandmother, those are your kinfolk, son. And we all came together, and it was the greatest thing. And then I think it helped instill a love for me, an appreciation for people from all walks of life,
mm-hmm.
when I saw that in my family.
Of course. And the Joy Doctor wanted to really expound on the part where our identity is so covered up.
Yes.
A lot of our children are broken. You know, you don't know why this is happening to you now, but the stage was set for this child way back,
mm-hmm.
you know, when that child was little, when he was coming up. Why people are wounded? They're so wounded they can't carry on healthy relationships.
Yes.
They're bitter because they don't know why they're bitter, because something had happened way back to them or to their mother. Well, I don't like so-and-so because of what they did to my great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
It's things like that that causes people to be bitter. Now, those are people that don't know their identity.
Yes.
They don't know that what happened to my dad happened for a reason, and it should strengthen me. Or whatever happened to my mom happened for a reason and should strengthen me. It should never bring me to a place in my life that I don't know who I am. And because of that, I'm carrying this extra baggage, this extra weight that's stopping me from moving forward. And it stops prosperity in your life, regardless whether you believe it or not. It stops you from being prosperous.
I agree, and I believe, if I understand correctly, the Joy Doctor is from a small town as well,
mm-hmm.
and I think he mentioned the fact, I don't know if it's true or not, that he can identify with you when you were small going to school, and you guys toted a bucket to school with a biscuit and some syrup, and you guys had a cloak that was made out of crocus sacks.
No. Now, that was the Joy Doctor. You and the Joy Doctor have always had that in common. See, I'm from a small town, but, you know, we were uppity poor people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we, you know, we were to the point, we knew who we were. We knew that the clothes that we wore, you know, they came from the lady that my mom worked for,
mm-hmm.
and my mom could sew good, and she made our clothes, and she starched them and ironed them. So we went to school looking pretty uppity back in the day.
So you and Joy Doctor, I think.
No.
You didn't ride to school in a wagon?
No.
And your dad pulled up there? Whoa, get out of here.
Actually, we had a car. And I think you're really one of these kids that's a little bitter because this is why you're saying about the horses. Y'all had one mule. Y'all didn't even have a wagon. And all of y'all were sitting on that mule. And you used to sit in the center. You know, that was the dad, several kids, and the mom. The mom sat right on the back. And you sat right in the middle, and you didn't really breathe good because the wind couldn't blow on you. You were kind of short, and you sat there right in the middle. So that kind of made you bitter. So you had to go through some things so that your identity could come open and you could actually understand that where you were back then, you don't have to be there today. So you went through quite a transformation, Mr. Motivator, and I believe that's why you motivate so well.
Well, I tell you, now, Joy Doctor, I'm going to let you come on his show because you talk about
it. Well, he is a Joy Doctor.
Yeah, he is
now, we're
doctor.
Talking about, really, this is a serious situation, but you have to bring humor to it in order to get through sometimes.
So well, I asked the Joy Doctor, how did he get that name? And I think, you know, one of his relatives was a doctor. I'm not sure if it was his grandfather Well, but and I think he used to ride with them to go and visit the patients out in the country. And so they told him that he was a just a young man of joy. And so he became the joy doctor.
Well, if one thing I can say is for the joy doctor that he has shows like this, and out of everything he has gone through, he has overcome to the point where he can smile and bring joy and laughter in the hearts of people who's having a problem with their identity, knowing who they are. So these are things that we have to, sometimes you have to be able to laugh at your situation, because those things can take root and you can, you know, form resentment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you used to resent the lady, the family that lived down the street, because they had a car and they used to pass y'all going to school every day riding in the car.
Uh-huh.
And you on that mule. So you used to resent them. And you, I don't know why my daddy didn't have, can't buy us a car. And you had to come to the point and your mama say, baby, he's going to school, get that education.
Yeah.
After a while, you can get a job.
Yeah.
And you can buy your own car. So that's what you did.
So it motivated you.
It motivated you to make good grades because you were determined. You wasn't going to ride a mule up here in 2013. I can just see you and your wife going to church on a mule.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't do that on the state.
Yeah, my wife, she definitely wouldn't climb up on a mule or horse, anything. She's a city girl. But I tell you what, I'm like the joy doctor. I love the country. And the joy doctor, he's my favorite. I mean, he brings joy. He makes us laugh every time he comes out to the studio, to the set.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he's just so awesome with kids. And my favorite character that goes through a lot of things, the joy doctor often talks about Pee-wee. And everybody, Pee-wee your boyfriend back in junior high school?
No, we weren't allowed to have boyfriends. But I know they used to call you Pee-wee. That's why you changed your name to Mr.
Are you coming after me tonight, aren't you? But now, I want to say this for one of the things that I think can help adults, if we can look for things to try to focus on to kind of build our esteem. Now, this is one of them, something that I used to have on my wall when I was in school, but it said positive attitudes create a chain of positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
When we focus on good things, instead of, hey, well, what did they say about her? You know, what did they say about him? When we're into the gossip, when we're into anything that's going to create something to hurt somebody else's feelings, that's when we get off base. Because when we want to hang with the bad boys or the bad girls and we want to do something to get attention, and you hear that song that comes on and, you know, on one of the programs you hear it playing, and it goes, bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get some restitution. We have to change who we are. If we don't like who we are, before it's too late, before they come for us.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Motivator, I look at, I deal with a lot of young women.
Yes.
And I hear so many young women that's in relationships that are absolutely detrimental to their health. They're not healthy relationships, but they're in a relationship with men or young men that don't have a clue, first of all, how to love them. And they just stick in there regardless. And I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she's trying to have a baby. And I asked her, why would you bring a child into this world in the relationship you're in?
Yes.
I said, you can't even afford, you know, food or shelter. So she indicated, well, I just want something that's going to love me. Mm. You know, I have been so been meditating on that word love, and God has really opened my eyes as far as love is concerned. My first thing to that young lady was, before anything can love you, you've got to love yourself.
Mm. Thank you.
You've got to love yourself.
Yes.
And this will help with a lot of people that's going through identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to love you.
Yes.
And your lifestyle and coming up, and just because you have had different wicked souls in your path, or people that had no genuine care for you, and they've made you believe certain things about yourself, it's not necessarily true what they have made you to believe. And people make you believe all sorts of things about yourself that's negative,
mm-hmm.
that's derogatory to you,
yeah.
and then you buy into that.
Yeah.
When who has the power to make you feel like you're nothing?
I agree with you 100%. You see a lot of young ladies getting relationships, and the young man, because he's upset or something, I'm gonna leave you stranded 2,000 miles away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't agree with me, when the first time a young man does something to show that you have no self-worth, that should be a red flag.
Leave him alone. Because he will eventually, you'll be a statistic.
Yes.
Eventually, because as he gets older and he'll get angrier and angrier, we've seen it on the news. This man went back and killed his girlfriend and his ex-wife.
Yeah, just recently.
Yes.
Killed his daughter. Okay, guess what? That was an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened in that gentleman's life that was traumatic for him, and he couldn't let go of it.
And he began to resent them.
And he began to resent them.
Something.
He felt like he was losing control.
Mm-hmm.
He had, if I can't control everything, I got to take everybody out.
And you know, the Joy Doctor, mm-hmm. these are his words. He's talking about identity crisis and people from childhood,
yes.
that have been broken.
Yes.
Who has the power to break you? Who has the power to
who
break you?
Who has the power to break you? You.
You're the only one.
You're the only one.
And then this, I know.
And how do you let a strong man come into your house?
And a lot of these things are done to children when
yes.
they don't know any better.
Yes.
But this is why the community, the church, the body of Christ,
yes.
and the community, we need to be watchmen over our community.
Yes.
And when you see a sad little girl or a sad little boy, figure out why they're sad, because I promise you they're going to tell you eventually.
Oh, you're right.
And this will help that brokenhearted child,
yes.
that child that's being wounded,
mm-hmm.
because if you don't, it's going to move into other things. They're going to become bitter.
Yes.
And when what makes us disappointed
mm-hmm.
is because things are not happening the way we want it to and when we want it to.
Yes.
And how many times are we going to tell people that, baby, you are a child of the King. He's not going to withhold any good thing from you. And just because you don't see it today, God is not saying no. He's saying you're not ready for it, because that's one thing that we need to be, is ready for our prosperity. And if we're going to be, look at how many young people become millionaires. Look at our ball players, NFL, the NBA.
Yes.
All of these are professional jobs that these people have, and they make professional money. But you have so many of them that don't know who they are, and that money either drives them to do something crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or they get on drugs.
Look how many actresses or actors
mm-hmm.
have grown up as kids. Look at little Lindsay Lohan. She doesn't, She's having an identity crisis.
Oh, of course.
This is why she stays in and out of rehab.
Definitely. There's
something
going on.
The young lady that I really admire, I don't know her, but I know she was an alcoholic and at age six, Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
But it seems as though she's overcome that situation.
Yes.
So it's people like that that need to help others learn their identity.
We got to help others. You know, I think of, you know, Carol Burnett saying that she grew up around parents who were who were involved with, you know, alcohol, and
mm-hmm.
and she had to overcome that, and you know, she ends up being a great a comedian, a great entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take time. We have to have a sensitivity about us that says, "Hey, let me talk to this individual. What can I do to make their day brighter?"
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're in a time now where it seems where people
we're
are so
only concerned about
say,
ourselves.
Yeah, I'm looking out for mine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
my
care about
plate no more.
That's right.
You know,
as long as my plate full, I don't care about nobody else.
But that's a horrible way to be.
Yes, it is.
I had an opportunity to talk to a young lady that has been delivered through from a crisis lifestyle. Her mom passed away. Her mom was on drugs. She said she used to. Her mom taught her how to steal
mm-hmm.
for food.
Wow.
And she learned that, and she said that they had a friend who the lady would pour shots of liquor. She said she thought the lady was going to do the shots herself.
Mm-hmm.
But she gave it to, I believe she said, her two-year-old daughter. And that little girl could take a shot of liquor and never blink.
Wow.
And I said, oh, my God, had I been there, I probably would have beat her silly.
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah, how can you do a child?
How can you do a child like that? You know you're messing that baby's liver up.
Mm.
That baby could end up stroked out right there.
Yeah.
At age two.
Yes.
And so you find children or young people that they're in volatile situations like this, but somebody knows that it's going on.
Of course.
No one is able to do all these things without somebody knowing that it's going
somebody
on.
Somebody knows. And a lot of times, oftentimes, there are relatives that know that don't want to get involved.
Exactly. So we're just going to allow this to happen, and we're going to end up with some young adults that's broken, wounded, bitter, disappointed, filled with resentment, and they're going to learn to retaliate and do things that they shouldn't. So, you know, we just
mm-hmm.
have to, we got to understand what we're into and what we're going into. And it says it's an awful, awful, awful thing.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what we're going to be doing. To, you know, we've got to do something. I don't, you know, we've got to be doing whatever we're going to do. We've got to help people. We've got to get to the point where we assist people so that they won't grow up in a crisis situation.
Yes.
And if we don't do it, what else, you know, something's got to be going on.
That's right. Something's got to be going on. And we have to work, come together to try to fight this thing. We don't want to see our friends and loved ones or whoever become a statistic because they have an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm. So I understand that very much. If we don't do what's right about our young people, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah,
it's got to be something.
It's got to be something. And I think we have to start today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should start first with at home, and then we should make sure that it's dealt with in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because the schools talk about it, but I think that they're basically just scratching the surface. And bullying is something that exists, and they only scratch the surface of it, but it's far deeper than what they really want to go into it.
Of course it is. That's why I say when it comes to an identity crisis, everyone that is in that person's life should be affected by it,
okay,
and is affected by it. So everything, you can't say nowadays that young people get what they need in the home, because a lot of these homes are so messed up. But there's a school, there's a community, there's Ms. Jenkins next door, you know, there's the church. And that's another thing. I've just been thinking lately, the church has basically lost its power, because they're only going to be affected by the young people or the young adults that's right there in their church. But it's so many other ones out there.
Yes, that makes it very
And so
wrong.
We got to reach beyond the walls of that church building and got to go out and do whatever it takes to reach people.
You're right. I this week, in fact, I have a pastor who is going to will be a guest on my show, and that's what he's going to talk about, how to reach beyond the walls,
mm-hmm.
How to get out of the church walls.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely got to look at what can we do on a larger scale to prevent this.
It just got to be. And this is why I kind of have a problem with people, with older people who have, we've retired from our job. We sit at home. We go fish, but we never get involved in anything. I was talking to a young man, and I get things straightened out. I'm just gonna go to the country and just live the rest of my life. And I said, what kind of a person can come into the world and you don't want to contribute anything?
Yeah, you just want to go and be by yourself, with yourself.
And not be responsible,
and
not be accountable.
That's
for
right,
them.
Not be accountable.
Yeah, that's still selfish.
You don't want to be bothered. You're not going to have a way to contact me. I think it's very selfish.
That's selfish.
That's someone that doesn't see a purpose in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's someone who just wants to, what is it when they leave from another country and they want to just defect.
Mm-hmm.
Other
yeah.
person wants to defect. But I was thinking too, what about sometimes individual students, they have a passion and they love something, and then they have an identity crisis because maybe some teacher who may hold something against that particular student, they don't
mm-hmm.
like them.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and take that student and they flunk them, or they give them a grade to hold. I think there are a lot of kids out here, or adults, who have been devastated because an individual did not like them and they unfairly did something to hold them back. I mean, you know a young man who had the potential to be in the NFL today.
Yes.
And the young man was the best, one of the
mm-hmm.
best athletes to come through. And this one teacher that didn't like this young man.
Him spiraling and caused their just rearranged his entire life.
Same.
And he gave up.
Yeah.
And these people that infiltrate the lives of our young people, I call them bitter, wicked souls.
Yes.
And they're bitter and they're wicked.
Yes.
And they don't, any time you say something to a young person, it's devastating. A young lady called me this morning, a beautiful young lady, and she's a little bit, she's a big little young lady.
Yes.
And she was sitting out this morning, and somebody passed in a car after dropping somebody off at work and called her fat something.
Yeah.
It hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Had I been there, I probably would have chased the car down and pulled all three of them out and beat the crap out of them. because you are going to devastate someone early in the morning. They're trying to work, and all you can do is ride around and insult them. But I told her this. I said, what you do is pray for those three people.
Yes.
Because you don't know the danger you're in when you try to devastate someone else's life.
Yes.
You're just not going to get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I prayed for those people, and I asked God to make them accountable, because there's no way you can talk to them. You don't know who they were. But God knows who they were.
Yes.
So we have, this is why you have identity crisis. This is why you have grown-ups who don't know where they're going and directions that they're going in. Because somewhere down the line, you have been made to feel inadequate.
Thank you. That's a key word, inadequate. Inadequate. And people, when they become inadequate, they want to sabotage others because they're angry because they don't feel good about themselves. They want to keep someone else from holding or achieving their goal. Mm-hmm. And it can be a relative and someone that's close to you. And they know that you love them, but they want to do something to stifle another sibling, mm-hmm. or someone else because they feel inadequate about themselves.
Yep.
Isn't that sad?
That's horrible. That's horrible. So when you'll find that people who, the class clowns and the bullies and
yes.
anyone who will knock another person down to feel up themselves,
yes.
that's a person that is inadequate someplace.
Yeah, when you got to talk about someone and make them feel really bad and put them down, you're inadequate, because if you weren't inadequate,
mm-hmm.
why would you feel a need to try to destroy somebody else? Why would you feel a need to call someone fat or ugly,
mm-hmm.
or dumb or stupid and ignorant and just to hurt that person?
Mm.
Inadequate people do those things. These are people that suffer from identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Most bullies suffer from identity crisis. They don't feel good about themselves, so they want to make someone else feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep passing the buck.
Yeah, they have to do that. And it's really a vicious cycle, because we are geared to be successful. This is what we want to do. We,
yes.
we position ourselves to be successful. And the only way we cannot be successful is that when we allow someone else to infiltrate our everything, to infiltrate us as a human being, to infiltrate your depth of success.
Yes.
And that infiltration is what causes us to lose our identity, which creates a crisis for us. And not only does it create the crisis, we become bitter, resentful, retaliators, wounded, broken, all of these things that the Joy Doctor had listed. This is why we become those things in our lives when we grow up. And that's because our lives have been infiltrated by a negative force that's caused that.
You're right. It's a negative force. And that negative force stifles our creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It causes us to focus on the bad things instead of the good things. Some of the smartest people, some of the greatest, probably the brightest minds in the world, there they are locked up in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And what do a lot of them do? They use their minds to think on different types of objects to hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see sometimes they go to these prisons and jail and they confiscate all different types of instruments to hurt someone.
Yeah.
They call them shanks and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But just think, if that person had not been stifled, if they didn't feel inadequate about themselves,
mm-hmm.
and that negative force holding them hostage, they could be using their minds on positive things. The same way you can create something to harm someone, you can create something
to build somebody,
to build something,
mm-hmm.
To help someone, to offer a service.
Right. And one thing that I want everyone to realize, identity crisis and what we're talking about in young adults today that are broken, wounded, bitter, disappointed, resentment, all of these things have no race, no creed, or no religion. These are things that have no color and they have no gender. It can happen to anyone, any place, anytime. And if we don't start stepping up to do something about these things, then we're going to have a real problem on our hands. Because the way the economy is today, mm-hmm. people need to learn how to laugh in the face of disappointment.
Yeah.
Yes, laugh in the face of adversities. And that way, you won't think so little of yourself.
I agree. Back when I do a lot of my stand-up comedy, I laugh about things that happened to me. I talk about things that happened when I grew up because I put myself there because I don't want my audience, I don't want them to feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to compliment you and commend you for getting one of your organizations, launching it, GLUE. And I want you to tell them what that stands for. But now I want to say this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Successful people depend on six words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Find a need and fill it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what inspired me with your organization. I think if the rest of us, mm-hmm. all of the people that are listening,
mm-hmm.
if each one of us look at a way we can contribute to help someone else to find that need,
mm-hmm.
this will be a better place. But go ahead and then talk about GLUE.
We have a part of it's an outreach program for females, and it's called GLUE. And it's God's Ladies,
mm-hmm.
Understanding Everything.
Yes.
And we literally discuss everything and how to apply biblical principle to it, because that's the only way something is going to be successful. You can say anything you want to do in your life. You can say, I want to make this particular change in my life, or I've resented such and such for so long. I'm really bitter about this. I've been hurt by this, so therefore I'm living a wounded life and I don't want to take part in this. When we start to feel those things, we, in our GLUE meetings, we meet, we eat, and we discuss. We discuss those different things that's holding us hostage within ourselves. And if they're holding you hostage, the only way to get that freedom is to apply the biblical principle to it and then be willing to adhere to it. You know, we can put a Band-Aid on a sore, but you've got to extend your arm and let them put the Band-Aid on there. Or we can put medicine on something to heal it, but you've got to extend your arm and allow us to put it on there. So this is what we do in our GLUE. And we try to, help as many women as we possibly can who want to be helped. We also have an outreach program for our young people, male or female. It's called Working to Prevent Youth Decay.
Yes.
And this is just to where we meet and we allow our young people to express themselves, whatever it is that bothered you from day one, you know, or what made you think the way you do right now. I have sat in the midst of lots of young boys, like between the ages of 7 and 15, and they've told me all about the first time they became sexually active. Can you imagine a 7-year-old? And
wow.
Can you imagine how many of them said older women forced them to become sexually active?
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, that's sad. So these are the things that help us to allow people to go through these identity crises and to come out of it victorious. So, you know, we just look forward to doing it as much as we possibly can.
Well, I think that is just great. And, in fact, it kind of makes me reflect onto my grandmother, because my grandmother, when I was a young boy, my grandmother took in a lot of the kids from the neighborhood, and she would feed them, and she had them all over her house. And she didn't like her name, because her parents, they named her, her name was Ludie Lavinia Wright. And she said that the kids taunted her at school when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And so she told me to make sure you give your kids a good name. So she named my daughter, my youngest daughter, she gave her the name Ginger. And some of the kids in the neighborhood that came to our house didn't like their names, and they didn't feel good about it. And so my grandmother gave them nicknames. Mm-hmm. And she would talk to them and encourage them.
Of course,
and that was her ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we all take time to talk and to find out what was bothering these children, it's going to really help them to maybe work on overcoming whatever their issue is.
It is. It really is. Because there's a reason for the madness. There's always a reason.
Yes.
There's no one wakes up one day and said, you know, I'm just going to be mean as hell today.
Yeah.
Nobody wakes
right.
up and says
Nobody
that.
Does.
It happens over time.
Yeah. What was that you said to me once? You said, no babies are born mean.
Mm-mm.
Babies are just born innocent babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that make
taught.
Those babies become. They're taught that.
Exactly.
And I think you even mentioned I think you mentioned the fact that your mom was her ministry was helping people, and you grew up
people.
Sort of similar to people.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
It never dawned on me why I take people into my home and you know, care for them, children, and it didn't dawn on me until, you know, I was really reminded, hey, that your mom did that. You know, my mother did not drink, nor did she smoke, but this couple would get drunk, and she'd take them in and feed them until they got sober and
wow.
things like that. So we've got to become workers
yes.
in the vineyard. And this is the only way to help with the identity crisis. Because the Joy Doctor has come through with several shows on identity crisis. Tonight is the finale.
Tonight is the finale. And I don't want to put anything out there ahead of the Joy Doctor, but I'm excited. I think the Joy Doctor is getting ready to release a dynamic book, you know, that's going to help a lot of kids
mm-hmm.
and families.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put all your business out, but I know you're getting ready. You have a book that's getting ready to hit the press, and I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who, the regular viewers of the Joy Doctor, I want them to, I'd like for everyone listening, if you need a book to kind of encourage you as an adult or you have children who have an identity crisis, my book will encourage you if you're dealing with those things. It's called
mm-hmm.
Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. That's D-W-I-G-H-T, and my last name is J-E-F-F-B-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And that book has touched a lot of people. I constantly receive people sharing their testimony,
mm-hmm.
Telling me things about how the book has encouraged them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone to be out there stuck with an identity crisis and you're thinking about committing suicide or you want to harm someone else. I want to encourage you to get a copy of my book, and you can go to my publisher, Trafford.com, or you can go to Amazon.com, or you can go to Barnes & Noble's and order the book. It's online. And if you're dealing with suffering from an identity crisis,
mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you to get a copy of my book, Success is an Attitude.
Okay. And bringing the Joy Doctor show to a close, as
yes.
he has done, this is about the third show he has done on Identity Crisis. The first show he did was called Identity Crisis, Development and Destination.
Yes.
And he expounded on how to prevent or to correct an identity crisis through development and destination.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a purpose. However, the development process determines its destination.
Yes.
So he did that, and he did an awesome, awesome job on that. And his next one was Identity Crisis, Foundation and Fundamental. So when you think about Identity Crisis, Foundation and Fundamental, he talks about in regards to single family structure, and he said, he asked this powerful question. He said, can you ride a bicycle on one wheel? And he said, no, that's called a cycle.
Yeah.
So he said, this is what we need to break the cycle. He said, Daddy, where are you at? And he said, Mama, what are you doing? Daddy is probably somewhere doing something he ain't got no business, and Mama's somewhere just getting her did and her nails did.
Yeah.
But anyway, he talked about that, and then his last one tonight, he talked about Identity Crisis, the finale, Grown Children. So you've gone through all those Identity Crisis, now you come up here and you are a grown-up, and you have to realize what actually makes a grown-up, how a grown-up is being developed, and the things that you have to do to do that. So we are down to 3 minutes.
Awesome. And also, I wanted to put this out there. If this is your first time tuning in to the Joy Doctor, and you want to hear more exciting episodes, and actually the Joy Doctor is the best when it comes to dealing with issues that the children have. His website is thejoydoctor.blogspot.com. And if you want to follow the Joy Doctor on Twitter, it is @JoyDoctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage all of you to check all of the Joy Doctor's shows. They are the best. I try my best, myself and my family, to catch all of his shows on Monday nights, because they are just awesome and they're hilarious. And again, if you want to be on a live show with the Joy Doctor, you want to listen on a live show, you can do that by dialing area code 323-580-5712 and join the Joy Doctor for a live Monday night broadcast. But anyway, folks, it has been a thrill to sit here tonight for our friend, the Joy Doctor. And we want to invite you to continue to come out. We see there's people out here in the audience that are just thrilled, excited about the Joy Doctor. And feel free to catch a show and get some enlightenment. Again, I am Mr. Motivator, stand-up comedian, motivational speaker, and, of course, my co-host here tonight is Moist Bullock, host of Let's Talk Truth, the lovely, talented one and only that will give you the truth and say, hey, I'm loving you with the heart of God. Again, folks, thank you for tuning in with us. Tune in again the same time next week. The Joy Doctor will be here, and, hey, he's going to have a great surprise for you.
And he will probably be here in person. So he'll be here in person.
Yeah, and you think he'll be pulling up in a wagon with a horse and buggy, or you think he'll be in
He might be. Uh-huh. He might be.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you never know what's going on in a person's head. You never know what's
never
going
know
on.
Never know what the Joy Doctor's going to do.
The Joy Doctor's going to do, he said, we're going to make it do what it do, baby. And that's it.
Yeah, and I love when he goes, that's right. I mean, anyway, folks, have a great week. Don't, of course, you can tune in tomorrow night at the station to catch Lawrence with Let's Talk Truth.
Exactly.
And her show. And again, you can tune in on Saturdays to catch me, Mr. Motivator. All right, have a great evening, everyone. We love you. Hope to see you. Hope to be with you again.
Good night.